This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. In Maharashtra, the leaders of Mahayuti met with Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai today to stake a claim to form a government. The leaders who met the governor include BJP's Devendra Fadnavis, Shiv Sena leader and caretaker Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and NCP's Ajit Pawar. They submitted to the governor a letter signed by a total of 237 MLAs of the Mahayuti. BJP Central Observers Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, Girish Mahajan were also present. Addressing the media after meeting the governor, Devendra Fadnavis informed that the decision regarding the names of those who would be sworn in other than himself would be finalized by the evening. In Jharkhand, the expansion of the cabinet of Hemant Soren government will take place tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. in Ranchi. A total of 11 ministers are scheduled to take the oath at Raj Bhavan. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office and secrecy to the ministers. JMM will have 6 ministers, the Congress 4, and there will be 1 minister from the RJD. Hemant Soren had taken oath as the 4th time chief minister of Jharkhand on November 28th. Political leaders across parties have condemned the assassination attempt on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister, Mr. Sukhbir Singh Badal, today. Mr. Badal escaped an assassination attempt on him at the entrance of the Golden Temple in Amritsar when he was serving a penance given by the Sri Akal Takht today. The attacker, identified as Narayan Singh, tried to shoot him but was overpowered by the SGPC Sevadars and security personnel as soon as he took out his pistol. Amritsar Police Commissioner Gurpreet Singh Bhullar has said that Narayan Singh has been arrested. He informed that further investigation is on to find out any deep conspiracy behind the attempt. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the critical importance of peace and stability in border areas as a foundation for fostering better relations between India and China. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha today on the recent developments in India's relations with China, Dr. Jaishankar noted that discussions between the two countries in the coming days will focus on de-escalation and effective border management. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to grant statutory powers to the Railway Board and enhance the functioning and independence of the body. It repeals the Indian Railways Board Act 1905 and incorporates provisions related to the Railway Board into the Railways Act 1989. This will simplify the legal framework and reduce the need to refer to two laws. The Rajya Sabha is discussing the Boilers Bill 2024. It repeals the Boilers Act 1923. The bill will enhance safety as specific provisions have been made in the bill to ensure the safety of persons working inside a boiler and the repair of boilers undertaken by qualified and competent persons. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal moved the bill. ISRO has rescheduled the launch of PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission due to an anomaly detected in Proba 3 spacecraft. The launch is now scheduled at 16:12 hours tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condoled the passing of Indian squash player Raj Manchanda today. Mr. Modi said that Raj Manchanda was a true legend of Indian squash, known for his dedication and excellence. The Prime Minister also lauded him for his service to the nation, reflected in his military service. Domestic benchmark equity indices today extended their winning streak for the 4th consecutive session. The 30-share BSE Sensex added 110 points to close at 80,956, and the NSE Nifty 50 ended nearly flat, marginally up by 10 points to settle at 24,467. In the Under-19 Asia Cup today, India won a Group A one-day international cricket match against the host United Arab Emirates by 10 wickets in Sharjah. UAE set a target of 138 runs after winning the toss. Batting first, the hosts were all out in 44 overs, chasing the target. India scored 143 runs without the loss in just 16.1 overs. In another Group A match of the Asia Cup today at the Dubai International Stadium, Pakistan won by 180 runs against Japan, chasing the target of 244 runs. Japan were all out, scoring just 63 runs in 29 overs. India has called for reforms in the global financial system to better support developing nations, emphasizing greater representation for the Global South in the international financial institutions and increased funding from multilateral development banks. And with that, we end this news bulletin.